Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock tick-tock and you don't stop. The weight's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Boom. With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What's what?
Wasn't that or this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting taxed admission. Better switch gears,
this here
a fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take our eyes off the prize. New exclusive and you've been authorized.
Cheer.
Yeah, it's your man C Major. About to get it in as we always do around this time. We're doing something a little different today. We all know there's been, you know, recent things going on, especially in the hip hop community. And I recently caught an Oprah episode that kind of had me a little fired up, to be honest with you. And we're gonna get into that. But today I brought two of our new hosts, so they're gonna get their feet wet. We're gonna see if they can handle the pressure of, you know, national radio, because this is national radio. We have people in Bulgaria listening. We have people in Indonesia. You'll be surprised. So we're going to get it in, so I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself. First, I'm going to go with, let's say, Mitra. What's really good?
Hi, how's everybody doing? I hope everyone...
Oh, don't play shy now.
After we just had that big conversation, huh?
Don't play shy now.
Okay, what do you want me to start talking about first?
I just want you to, what I want you to do simply right now, because we're just getting into the introduction, just introduce yourself to the people, let them know, you know, what you represent, and all that. You know, we're going to get into the convo, but, you know, since this is your first podcast, I want you to kind of make your introduction to
them. Okay, well, my name is Mitra. I'm a dancer, poet, I guess. I write some songs.
Security.
I'm kickboxing. I love to teach aerobics and stuff like that. Yeah, I do a lot of things. I'm very artsy. I do a lot of things, and I'm a very passionate person too. So that can get you in a lot of trouble. But you know, you get to have opinions with that. You know, and you get to. I do a lot of research on different topics. I love hip hop. I love the music. I love what it stands for. And I think it gets misrepresented a lot, and that's unfortunate because it shouldn't be that way. But if you don't do your research, then you don't know both sides of the coin, and if you only fed one side, then, you know, then that's not good. So hopefully I can show that other side of the coin from a different perspective, and help people see that, you know, hip-hop is a beautiful thing, and it's something that they might, you know, take a listen to and be like, wow, it's more than what I thought it was, you know, especially people in different countries and different cultures that only see, you know, snippets of what the media shows and the media portrays. So hopefully I can help change a little bit of the world.
Yes. Miss Williams.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
No. Good, of course. My name is Aisha. I'm a Cali girl by way of Landover, Maryland right now. So, you know, switching West Coast to East Coast. I'm an East Coast girl, though, because I've been out here for quite some time, even though I love my West Coast weather. I'm a little sick of this weather out this way, you know. It needs to be warm. It's this May, and we get them 30 degrees days, which I'm a little upset about. But journalism major from George Mason, definitely a hip-hop fan. Still trying to, like Miss Mitra, you know, people don't realize what hip-hop can do and where it can take us, and just trying to get people to realize that it's more than just music. It's, you know, it's a lifestyle. Yeah.
This is very true. And that brings me to actually my first point with this whole Oprah situation, because we're going to get it in. We're going to get right into it. First of all, the fact that, you know, to me, and I want you guys' opinion on this, but Oprah, she, the same way she feels that hip-hop has a responsibility to portray a certain thing, in my opinion, I feel she has that same responsibility, actually probably a larger responsibility than hip-hop. I mean, you know, combined, she probably makes as much as most of these hip-hop artists do, you know what I mean?
More.
And, exactly. Yeah. And to me, for her to be so one-sided with the conversation, for those of you who actually saw the episode, was a little upsetting to me, because all her followers are basically going to see it that same way. You know, she put Common on the episode, which I love Common's music, but he's not the artist that you need on a show like this, for the simple fact that he doesn't talk like that. So how can you have him represent the artist and not get a, you know, an artist who uses that type of quote-unquote language?
Mm-hmm.
How can you not get their opinion on it? You get someone who doesn't use it at all. If
well,
that kind
I
of
think
makes
maybe
sense.
She didn't really, maybe because she felt like his music was more calm, that she wouldn't have to worry about him, you know, not being controlled when he was on television. Maybe that was her concern.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Mitra. It's, you got to realize who Oprah's show is targeted to. It's middle-aged white women. And they don't want to hear nigga, bitch, hoe. They don't want to hear none of that coming out of somebody. Common will give it to them, but he's going to give it to them in a more, you know,
proper,
I don't want to say educated way, but more exactly, a more proper way where they'll be able to relate to it. And it's not really in their face because Common, like
right.
I said, is not that person. But he represents a portion of hip-hop. So in essence, they're saying it's okay. And Oprah, just she ain't going to bring him on because she don't like him.
Well, she didn't put
you know?
Lil' Kim on there either. She had India Ari from the little snippets that I saw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
India, yeah, she was there.
Same concept.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she right, wouldn't put Lil' Kim on stage.
Right. In my opinion, though, if we're going to have a conversation about something, that's like me and you saying we're having an argument. Me and Mitra having an argument.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring Aisha on because I know Mitra doesn't agree with what I say.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
bring Aisha on who I know is going to be a little calmer.
The same choice.
It's kind of like, how can you sit here and have a dialogue about someone and they're not in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Simmons is, you know, he's the godfather of this. So, yes, he represents hip-hop, but he doesn't represent current hip-hop because he's not as involved.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Lyles, who I think was a great guest, because he is, you know, a record exec still in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
you know,
I didn't know him from Adam before I saw the show.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Maybe that's my ignorance speaking, but I didn't. He's not as well known to me as Russell Simmons.
Well, because he's more sort of behind the stage, Kevin Lyles.
Right.
Okay,
right,
like
so
he's not in front of camera as much as Russ, because Russell Simmons, he has so many businesses. He has his clothing line, like, you know, his brother has a show. So more
okay.
people are more prone to know his name and because of Kimora, you
right.
know.
Yeah,
but Kevin Lyles, he's behind the scenes just as much as Russell,
right.
but just
okay.
not as publicized.
Right, Kevin Lyles.
But I agree. When Kevin
right.
Lyles went off on that one guy, I forgot when he called hip hop artists clowns. Like I felt his pain. You know, I was like, how dare he? What? That took
right.
me back to, I don't know if you guys watch Boondocks, but
that
guy reminded me of Uncle Ruckus.
Right, and then, you know, that's exactly who he looked like.
He didn't he look like him, too? He sure did.
Right.
Throwing
exactly.
his brick.
The ashy lips and everything. You see,
right?
that? He really needs to get some lotion on
you know,
his face.
He it's one of those type of people. Like, you're quick to blame people for problems in the African-American community, but you're not doing nothing about it. You're not helping anything about it, but pointing your finger, and what does that do? It doesn't uplift anybody. You know, it's just going to create more distance between each person because now you've built up a wall, and now one side doesn't want to hear because you're attacking, and the other side is like, oh, well, they're too young and too stupid to realize what they're doing. Neither
right.
side is willing to come to any type of common ground.
Let me ask you guys this. If for some reason, say through a miracle, because it would literally have to be a miracle of God, hip hop is alleviated from the planet. What would that change? To me, it would just be closed door people calling women, you know, excuse my language, but we will keep it real here, bitches and hoes. It would be the same way when racism kind of, you know, it's not in the mainstream as it is. Now they just call us niggas in their house.
Basically.
And they just don't say it out loud. If that kind of makes sense. So I'm going to ask you guys, and I'm going to start with you, Mitra, because I guess your opinion is a little different. Because I don't know, how can I say this? You're not necessarily...
No, I'm not black.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not... That's okay.
No, I'm not, keeping it real. Like,
I mean,
no,
I'm not,
just
I'm
keeping
not,
it real.
I mean, you know, like...
So I want to know your opinion because you come from a different side of the coin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not black, but I'm not considered white either.
Right, exactly. You're just confused.
I'm not confused. I know who I am. I just don't know who I am. That's the problem.
I was just messing with you.
You don't know yet.
Right. But what would be your opinion
good.
On that? If say they alleviated hip hop, do you think it would change anything? Really?
No, I don't think it would change anything. I think that, you know, if you understand economics, like when in economics, like if there's a demand, then it will be created. You know, if you take it, and I was listening to the other podcast about it being similar to the business and hustlers and how they started. You verbatim said something to the point of, I just wish that Jay-Z and all them had started it in a more legitimate fashion and it not have been a hustle. Let's say that all hip hop was eliminated. If all hip hop was eliminated, people still need a voice.
And they'd be running up in your house.
I'm sorry?
And I say these same people will be running up in your house instead of making lyrics. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they'll find a different medium for expression. Because you can't just tell people, no, don't express yourself. That's why the 60s happened. That's why civil rights happened.
Right.
You know, it's going to come out. You're not going to hold people back from their feelings. You know, mm-hmm. But at the same token, now there is a responsibility involved.
Right.
But whose responsibility that is a totally different subject, you know.
Right. I definitely agree. Aisha, what's your opinion?
I agree with what you said and also what she said, is that there isn't an outlet, then you definitely have revolution on your hand, which is bound to happen. Like she said, mm-hmm. you had the 60s, the civil rights movement, and I honestly think that we're on the brink of something else. I don't know when, but I'll say it's coming, because the way things are going, it's not going to be this much longer with this tug and pull. Too many things are happening in the United States with hip-hop and in the world worldwide, just with everything in general. So, you know, I agree with the fact that, you know, people need an outlet. If you had to have some type of outlet, that's why you have so many youth growing up in jail. So, you know, they don't have an outlet. They don't have no direction. And that was another big problem when on the show they were talking is where are their outlets? As soon as they get something, that's all they know. You can't blame a person. If every day all I know and all I do is wake up and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you can't tell me to make, you know, turkey and rye. I don't know how to. It's not in my world. You know, so as soon as I get some money, all I'm going to tell everybody else to do is make peanut butter and jelly. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody ever has taught me any different. So
no,
for them, you know, to them to expect other people to know stuff that they have not been experienced to, you know, half of these people, I'm not going to say half because I don't know the statistics, but a number of these people, uneducated, you know, they get money, they come up, they do the first things, buy cars, buy money. They want to flash their money because when you're a have-not, the first thing when you have is you want to show everybody that you have now. You know, it's like a sense of gratification.
It's new money. I call it new money.
Exactly.
New money.
But the reason everybody's looking funky at us is, I mean, I hate to say white people, but, you know, they have money from us. Slavery.
Right.
They've had a couple 300 years of free labor. I mean, if my family had 300 years of free labor, I mean, I guarantee I would be living in a mansion by now. Why wouldn't I? You know, but a majority of us are starting two generations back. I mean, slavery didn't end that much long ago.
Right.
You know, we're just now coming out of it.
And people hadn't gotten fed up with it.
Right. And I want to say this, though. And you know what? I don't condone in any way calling a woman a bitch or a hoe or any of those names. But one thing I want to say is this, and I'm speaking for those rappers who do use it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some out there. And this is why I say that. And I'm speaking not only from personal experience, but from what I've seen. I've seen it where a gentleman is very respectful. He goes up to a young lady and is acting a certain way, you know, the proper way. And I've actually seen girls really, like, so disrespectful with, because he might not have that money and all that type of stuff, are so disrespectful for him. He's like, you know what, fuck all them bitches. And I'm not saying that's not something I've done, because whatever, but I've seen it, like, firsthand. But then I've seen a guy come in flossy and flashy. And one year he was nobody, and next year he's somebody, and now everybody's on him.
Exactly.
And that's how people look at it. And that's how a lot of people.
They want him.
And that's when guys say stuff like, oh, she's just. Because to me, I don't think they're talking. A lot of times, really, they're not talking about everyone. It's the ones that are on you because you have money. I mean, I remember seeing a specific Tupac interview. I think he said it best. He said, I remember when I used to be in the club, in a dingy club, couldn't find a date, lonely than a motherfucker. This is exactly what he said. He said, I was lonely than a motherfucker. Now the next year, you can't even stand next to me.
Yeah.
Because you're so excited to be around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, he kept it real, so, I mean, yeah.
Right, that's one of those, are you around me because of I
what
look
I
good or who I am, or you just around me because you see it as a come up?
Mm.
And that's real.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, and I also, watching the Oprah episode, didn't agree with the fact that those Spelman girls, I felt, I don't want to say they were a little too One Direction, but they were, because being as a young college, African-American college graduate, you know, I agree with the fact that, okay, there is definitely name-calling in the club, but unless you're acting that way, and unless you give, I mean, if you come to the club naked, I don't want to say you deserve to be called that, but,
right.
You know, I think Dave Chappelle said the best. You know, don't come wearing a hooker's outfit and expect me not to call you hooker. You're wearing her uniform. If you're wearing her uniform, if you're wearing a cop uniform and I come up to you like, oh, I need help. I'm not a cop. Like, it's the same type of deal.
I had a comedian say that joke. Something.
You know, I said that's why Dave Chappelle said it. Dave Chappelle, yeah, he said it. You know,
I think it was somebody else that I heard say it. He
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Dave Chappelle when he was on when he first came up in D.C.
Right, but I agree with that 100%.
But, you know, and I agree with that, but I felt that they were taking it a little too far because they also had to realize that nobody forces these girls to get into the videos.
You know,
nobody.
I was speaking about
half
the
of these,
girl. You
half the girls,
mind.
Like, half the girls in a tip drill video were not even paid.
Right.
You know?
That
because
was
it wasn't.
Because they wanted to be near Nelly.
Thank you.
They wanted to be near Nelly.
They wanted to be seen.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these girls just come up, okay, you know, there's a few number of them that people know names. It's like,
right.
People fail to realize, it's like, how many video girls in the world are there? Bazillion. How many
right.
of you actually know their names? Vida Guerrera,
right.
Buffy the Body, Melissa Ford.
Right.
You know, like, you only know a handful.
Mm-hmm.
A handful. But then you got to look back at how many videos did they do?
But then about that, even when the game made that song.
Exactly,
about
right?
Girl, like,
about
so
all of them.
Let's say, you know, they had good intentions. They wanted to go up or whatever. Even when they do it, you know, and they do the videos and they do what they feel like they need to do to get on, they're slammed for it. You know,
because
to
me, it depends on. See, you can say no.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
And you
can't, you can
because
say no.
My cousin is she does videos, and she's married. You know, it's all in what type of, my thing is, it's what type of number one video you're in. If you're in Tip Drill, you're already sending a message.
Right.
You're already sending a message. You know, if you're in Nas's One Mic, it's a different type of message. I'm going to look those two girls different types of ways.
Right.
Because, one, you're fully clothed, you're chilling out, hanging in the park, or, you know, on, the, you know, wherever, just chilling out. The other one, you're naked in a hot tub.
Right.
No offense to your cousin, but I'm going to ask see a question from a man's perspective. No offense to your cousin, Aisha.
Yeah, no.
Okay, see, from a man's perspective, because I've heard other men say this, does it matter what video a girl is in? Is she still considered a video hoe?
No, because you know what? It depends on what you do in that video. Because,
to me,
there's a difference between a video hoe and a video model.
Yeah.
Or a model, period.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference because sometimes the videos, if you watch them, they actually have storylines
right.
where there's actually acting going on.
Exactly.
Now, then if you're in the video where you're on the pole flipping upside down and now it's a video hoe. Now that because I know what you're about.
Popping on a handstand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a total different look right there.
Yeah.
Like it's extremely different.
And see, I feel where the problem comes in is how the girls explain it. It's not so much the guys. I think the guys know the difference. It's when the girls say, okay, I've been in a tip show video. Now I am a video model.
No, you're
no,
not.
No, you just got pulled from the strip club to go in a video. Like,
right.
They
right.
saw you in the strip club. They liked you. Now they put a camera in front of you.
Right.
And that's
so,
what happened.
So is there one person to blame then? Or
I think it's an effect
because videos do need to. To be honest, it's like this, though. Sex sells, period. Because if you want to talk about hip-hop, let's talk about FHM. Let's talk about, you know, all these other magazines.
Secret.
Let's talk about Victoria's Secret. Why they come out with a catalog and some men are subscribers. Because that sells. The same way you put out a sexy movie, the same way Halle Berry got an Oscar, not for other roles she did, but the one she did when she was naked, which was a terrible movie anyway.
Have
but
you
because
guys
seen
Perfect Stranger? I'm sorry, this is like side point. Perfect Stranger. Not a great movie for Holly, but if you're a guy, total body shots throughout the whole movie. Me and my boyfriend went to go see it. It was such a laugh for me.
Those movies, you know,
such a laugh for me, because that's exactly what her part was. they wanted her body. No shots were there really like Holly's. I mean, there were shots of her face, but definitely more focused shots from the butt up, you know,
right,
talking to
right.
somebody, shots from the side, showing her chest. You know, it's just like you said, sex sells. And
right, so it just really goes back into the whole fact that it's not a hip-hop thing. It's a us thing. It's a people
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
We're really into the sexual things because that sells. Mm-hmm. Do you think hip-hop people yeah. would make those videos if they didn't feel it was a push or they didn't feel there was some way to sell it? No, that's the reason why. But it's the same reason why some of these same people make videos with storylines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a gambit. See, this is what pissed me, or I could say really pissed me off about the Oprah situation.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to have a real hip-hop person on there, but
yeah,
yet she has Corinne Steffens on there, who is a bona fide hoe, who said
yes.
it, I slept with this person for money.
Made a book.
Made a book about it, but that's okay, because now she's trying to change her life around. What about Jay-Z, who used to talk about, I'll kill you, I'll do whatever. He did it lyrically, but that's what he said.
But
so now he's like, excuse me, miss. You don't want to put them on there.
Yeah, but you know what kind of killed me that too is this, you remember Common's early stuff. Common falls in that category when he first
oh,
came
exactly.
out.
Oh, exactly.
He was not where he is now, you know? And
right.
Oprah, I think what she really needs to realize,
she don't know that.
Thank you. The people that she's talking about now in hip-hop are all young.
Right.
You know? You're talking about people coming out just now. They haven't had a chance to live life, in essence.
Well, you
got to you know?
Look at it from her perspective, too.
No, but Oprah, I feel Oprah,
no, I mean,
she's so
people,
off
people
to
her
me.
Age,
no, but, no, she's so off to me because it's, to me, is you are a real person if you can, not necessarily relate, but understand that you were, number one, a child once, you were a teenager once, you went through the exact same things, just at
right.
a different point in time. You know, it may have not been the same situation. Situations
Similar.
May have changed.
She talked about her infidelity. She
yeah.
talked about when she, you know, got pregnant. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not to say that was wrong, but that's what she talked about.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So how can you down a culture who talks about that when they're 18,
Especially
yet when they
culture.
Turn 27, 25 or whatever, they're totally different. Like Snoop made a song called Beautiful. Are you serious? This is the same guy that was talking about 187 on a cop, and now he's making a song called Beautiful?
Right.
Like, night and day.
Well,
but
I mean,
but we don't want to give him
problem.
Say nothing about that.
That's the problem. It's like, you know, the like that beach chair song that you had on the other
Oh my goodness, Jamie,
on the
like,
other part.
Like
I had heard chair. That because I bought the CD, okay?
Right.
So I heard the song. And I really vibe with the song. And the minute I heard it, I was like, watch it not be played. And it hasn't.
Right.
No, of course not.
It hasn't been now.
Because it's too positive.
You know, but whose problem is that? Is it our problem? Because we're not.
No, it's record.
No.
That's the record company.
Play this on the air.
Right,
know?
It's what the record company puts
it. And that's what Oprah fails to realize also is we do not, as much power as people say we have, like, okay, I understand for the power to rally people, yes, hip-hop artists have a enormous power to rally people together, or like case in point, Jay-Z, what? Crystal, he does not serve it to black people. Now everybody is drinking Ace of Spades.
Right.
Power.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
buying
exactly.
power. But Jay-Z does not have power to stop everybody in every radio station from playing certain songs. That's record labels. Those are the high up people, and everybody forgets to factor that in. That number one, they need to be held accountable. We can't do nothing about that. You know, everybody,
right.
you know, they're paying payola, you know. You can't track it nowadays, although they have
right.
this little bootleg
right,
committee,
right,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are pulling people, paying people. Certain, I mean, I hate to pull Diddy out, but why do you always hear his songs on the radio?
Right.
Everywhere you go.
Well,
every
forget about one
you
person
turn
in,
to.
In particular, it's always the same song.
No, of course.
It's
and this is the thing, though.
It's like, did they not come out with anything else? I mean,
no, but that's smart, because think about it. I hated Young Jock It's Going Down. I hated that song when it first came out.
Yep, not
all
you
through
the
summertime.
Club doing the little motorbike,
thank
don't
you.
You.
All through the summertime, that's all I heard. By the time I went to Miami in like late August,
right.
It's going down. Meet me in the club. It's like not even that I liked it, but like I knew the words to it because that's
right.
all
you were
I've,
inundated.
Thank you.
You became inundated at
it's
that.
Like through osmosis. That's all you
right.
hear. So then you're like,
yeah.
well, dang, this is the only thing they're playing. I might as well jam to it. You know, like
yeah,
right. It's
no,
like
no.
this. It's like this. I'm gonna like the Imus situation. I'm gonna tell you guys like this. Imus did not get fired because of his comments. Number one, and I want everyone to realize that Imus got fired because advertisers pulled up.
Oh yeah. Big.
It's
oh
business.
Yeah,
everything.
But you know what
business.
People don't realize? He already got rehired on XM.
Right. I mean, but I knew that was obvious. Yes. That was coming. Someone was going to pick him up. That was obvious. See, my thing, my whole issue and my whole thing is this. I feel we have a responsibility as a community, yes. But I also feel those people who are higher up, the Oprahs and whatever, if you're going to do a show about it, do your research. Yeah. Don't base it on what you hear. Because if we base everything we hear on Oprah, she, her, Stedman, this, da da, you know what I'm saying? We can base it on that too. But, you know what I'm saying? If we want to dive into it and really talk about that, then we should do our research as well, right?
Yes.
So why won't you do that same thing? Yes, does hip-hop have certain lyrics that are degrading the women? Yes. But has hip-hop created more millionaires than probably anything else? Yes. Has hip-hop had a positive influence on so many people, myself included,
to say, you know what?
Because to be honest, right now, if it wasn't for hip-hop, I would probably be at someone's job, mad as hell, like, why am I doing this? I can't believe this. And not wanting to have the aspirations to be an entrepreneur. Like, for real. Like, hip-hop put that inside me. Like, yo, you can do anything you want, for real.
No,
like,
I totally
tell people all the time, I hear a certain song, I get in the mood. Like, I hear Motivation, T.I., I'm ready to, you know, whatever you want to do.
Motivation. Tell them better get on the job.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my problem. And this is where I have an issue. Because my thing is, if you want to talk about negative things, let's talk about the newspaper. Let's talk about CNN. Let's talk about the O'Reilly Factor and all these things. If you want to talk about negative things.
Yeah. Politics, anything. There's more than
the newspaper wouldn't sell if it wasn't negative in it.
Yeah.
If the newspaper had just positive things, it would not sell.
I mean, as a journalism major, I can tell you, if it bleeds, it leads.
Right.
People remember things that are negative.
Exactly.
Better than they remember things that are positive. Maybe that's why those songs have such an effect, you know. But even not hip hop, like rock has, like, you know, I mean, if you've ever listened to, like, hard rock,
Put it like this. They talk about worshiping the devil and all these things. For instance, the Vatek shooter.
Fighting bats' heads off, remember?
Let's if we want to go there, what about the kid who, the largest massacre ever in U.S. history, was a Led Zeppelin fan? But no one wants to talk about that.
Are you serious?
No one blames Led Zeppelin for causing that.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, when Columbine happened, it was Marilyn Manson's fault.
Yeah.
It wasn't all rock, though.
Yeah, it was just him because he was the
one. See, but when this happened with Imus, who has nothing to do with hip-hop, not even a little bit, no hip-hop person comes on his show, he doesn't support us, nothing, because of the comments he made, it's blamed on hip-hop.
But what was he thinking when he said that? Did he not think that was insulting?
No, but this is the thing. I can't 100% blame Imus for the simple fact is it's become so common vernacular, like, not the nappy-headed part. That's some deep-rooted type of...
Right.
Racist, he don't even know that he racist type of stuff. But
right.
The hose part, man, if you had a 4-year-old and it turned on TV during 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could watch any soap. Bitch, hoe, slut is all in there. And, like, I remember the time when, it was so funny, me and my friend were having this conversation about when was it okay to say bitch on regular TV? Like,
when did that happen?
Because I guess I missed that because it was like, all of a sudden you just heard it all the time. You know, like, oh, that freaking bitch, this, you know. Like, it just became the new thing to do, and they don't get fines for that, and that's regular 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Let me ask you this. As two women, and I've been around women most of my life, you know what I'm saying, friends and family especially, and I've seen women call other women bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that bitch, and da-da-da-da-da. That doesn't have any effect on it. Like, I mean, if it becomes so...
Common,
where you are calling each other it, not to say that gives a man a right, because that's the same way it's the nigga thing to me.
Yeah.
It's the same way we might say
so
nigga. Anyone else can't say it either. So I'm not, you know, giving it that light, but I'm saying, wouldn't it have to maybe stop there first?
Yeah. No,
the same way the nigga thing. If we're going to stop it, we have to stop it first as a community before we say, okay, the other people have to stop as well.
I feel I'm not even black and I feel uncomfortable when I hear that word or I hear other people say that word around me. It's just, you know, if it just doesn't feel right, why do you need to say it?
Right.
Even you can put a positive connotation to that word, as much as you want, but is that going to take away 400 years of slavery?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
but what about
not.
The bitch thing and women calling each other bitch?
I still feel uncomfortable. I mean, I've said it. I'm not going to say I haven't. I've said it before. You know, like, but what I've thought about it, like, wow, you know, that person, you know, is really, like, hormonal or whatever. You know what I mean? You say that word, but it still doesn't make it okay. That doesn't mean I was right when I said it.
Right.
I feel. You know,
right.
I was still wrong in saying that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I've definitely, I would have this, you know, you have your little run-ins with people. I've definitely said the word. But
right.
I stand as certain times, like, I don't know if you've ever heard when, I don't know who, I want to say, Lauryn Hill, the Fuji City. Certain times you just got to throw a motherfucker on the end so ignorant people hear you.
Right.
Like, I don't want to say that that's, like, the rude way to say it, but certain
right.
people do not respond if you're like, you know what, you're being very rude to me right now. I do not
right.
appreciate your attitude.
You know,
they take it a little different than, no, you're acting like a real bitch. Like, that's something different.
Right, that's kind of like the exclamation point
yeah,
instead of a...
exactly.
That
you know, if we all can walk around with exclamation point signs, we'd be good.
Right.
That reminds me of something. I had a guy friend that used to tell me that when he would go in the club and meet different women, if he was like the nice, smooth guy and, you know, he would offer to buy drinks or whatever, the girls would pay him no attention.
I agree 100%.
But he was like, come on, you didn't hear what I had to say, hold on. But if he said, hold on, you know, come here, and he would pull her, that she would totally flip the script and be like, all about him, and be like,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay.
You know what? It's so true, it's ridiculous.
Is that why guys feel like they're comfortable saying
that? You want me to tell you why? Because this is personal. I've been to the club where, you know, because I was raised by women, so I was taught to respect women and all these different things, right? So I'm like, you know, before I even dance with you, I might grab your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, come on. And then you get the little fake whatever. I'm like, I ain't asking you to marry me. Like, chill. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah, I get it. Don't touch
me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.